Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters. Today, the power of Christ daily, the 11th of February 2016. Jesus, a friend of sinners? Jesus, a friend of sinners? Brothers and sisters, before we delve into the subject, we must remember yesterday, today started yesterday. Did we examine ourselves? Very important. Examine ourselves, because the Word of God says, examine yourself to check whether we are actually fraud Christians, you know, we are fakes, counterfeits. Examine ourselves, because we want to be changed from glory to glory, because we want to present our souls as a chaste virgin unto Christ. It's critical. That's the most important thing. Presenting ourselves chaste virgin unto Christ. And that's done by believing in Jesus Christ, because He changes us. Believing in His Word, looking at the appropriate phrase or verse of Christ, verse of the Word of God, and meditating on this, and then going and doing it. Otherwise, the Bible says, the Scripture says, it's like a who looks at the Word of God and then studies it and doesn't go and do it, not a doer, he is like a man who looks himself in the mirror, and then as soon as he turns away from the mirror, he forgets what he looks like. Crazy. Now, brothers and sisters, today, always, whatever I'm led to teach here, led by the Holy Spirit, even I'm learning as I'm teaching, thank Jesus Christ of Nazareth, because of Holy Spirit. If I think I know something, I do not know anything yet as I ought to know, I remember that for myself, because that's most important for me. Otherwise, pride will come in, I know this, I know that, and then the pride will kill me. So I cannot afford that. I want to humble. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command my heart and mind to be humble to the Word of God. Brothers and sisters, many times over the years, what Satan's strategy, there's some segments of narrated Satan's strategy. One strategy is actually for Satan to put people, wolves in sheep's clothing. They'll come. Remember, those who are not born of the Spirit are manipulated by Satan, and those who are born of the Spirit also, if you're not meditating on the Word of God and all, the devil can throw thoughts into you, and that is in talk to your heart, resonate with your heart and your mind, and begin to move you in areas to get you in trouble. Eventually Jesus will save you, because you are a child of God, but trouble, we'll face trouble, unnecessary trouble. We'll face unnecessary trouble by having going our own way, without checking what Jesus Christ's Word of God says, without checking Scripture. Extremely important. Check the Word of God. In fact, that is why I use Scripture. I'll send the email following this listening. You ask for the email. Those of you not getting email, please ask for the moderators. They'll send you the emails on this. And the emails will show the Scriptures. Although I'll be quoting, even when I'm speaking in the mornings, I'll be quoting Scriptures. And then, of course, I'll be also quoting relevant testimonies of what happened to me and all that. But my testimonies, what happened to me and all, not the most important thing. The most important thing is the Word of God. And you meditate on this Word of God, and the Word of God will change you from inside. That's how Jesus changes us. We look at the Word of God, we meditate on the thing, we look at our own character, what is happening and all that, relevant for that season, relevant for the moment when you're dealing with it, and then we change from inside. Of course, the greatest commandment, love God with all your heart, mind, soul and strength. Love one another as He has loved us. He loved us by giving Himself up for us. We must be prepared to love our brothers in Christ, sisters in Christ, like that, by willing to give of ourselves to them. 3, love your neighbor as yourself. And 4, love even your enemies if you want to be sons of the Most High God. Now, love your neighbor as yourself means, the Bible already telling us, first, we must be able to love ourselves. There are people who hate themselves, who have no self-esteem. I've also narrated issues on that. I'm going to ask for the moderator to give you that. If you don't have self-esteem, you don't trust God. Jesus Christ says, He has made you fearfully and wonderfully made. And then if you don't think you're nothing, I'm nothing, my nose is crooked or something, you keep on going. Now, He has made us fearfully and wonderfully made. The Spirit, in the Spirit, it is paralleling. The Spirit is like Christ. Now our heart and mind and our body has to be controlled. So He has made us, because you are a spirit being, He has made you and me fearfully and wonderfully beautiful. He has made us beautiful. Now if you just look at the physical, from dust it came, unto dust will return. You look at the physical, this and that, my nose and this and that, you go and look at that. Then, I'm nothing, no self-worth and all. Then diseases will come. Your life will be misery. go there and settle what Jesus Christ says. If He says He made you wonderfully and fearfully He made you, accept the word. That means if you don't have love the way God wants you to love, it's not selfish love, it's not self-seeking love, it's not your love about you, love you more, love yourself more than other people, or love myself more than other people, no. Love your neighbor as yourself. But if you hate yourself, if people are thinking of committing suicide and all because the devil is dealing with them or shaking them this way and that way, then obviously you won't be able to love your neighbor as yourself. In fact, you will hate your neighbor because you already hate yourself. There are many downtrodden like this. So therefore, in the last days, just before Jesus Christ saved me, I was hating myself like crazy. I want to commit suicide. So at that time, obviously, I'm not going to love anybody else. Brothers and sisters, these are important things. Now we're dealing with this. Jesus, a friend of sinners. You know what the devil does, the strategy? He'll plant wolves in sheep's clothing among the Christians, even commentators. Bible commentators, there are planted. There are many who have been planted by the devil. The wolves and sheep clothing. That is why when you keep on looking at commentaries in the Bible, you take a Bible, read the commentaries only. Dangerous. Read the word of God and meditate on the word of Jesus Christ. Ask the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, in Jesus Christ's name, I ask you, I plead with you, please open my spiritual eyes of understanding to know the word of God. And the same thing. Because traditions of man will creep in and it becomes like law, it becomes like doctrine, it becomes like it must be done this way, otherwise you won't be saved or whatever. In fact, they follow the doctrine of man, many, lot of Christians without knowing because I'm captured again. The doctrines of man, traditions of man will capture you. When it captures you, you won't have freedom. Jesus came to set us free, and when the Son of Man sets us free, is free indeed. Whom the Son of Man sets free is, or Son of God sets free is, free indeed. You must be free indeed, not captured by some or any other tradition. Now, like this is one, a classic one. They all say, no, Jesus is a friend of sinners. Jesus is a friend of sinners. This, let's check whether this is true. Now, in Matthew 11:19, the Son of Man came eating and drinking with others, and they say, this is Jesus Christ speaking. In Matthew 11:19, the Son of Man came eating and drinking with others, and they say, look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Yet wisdom is justified and vindicated by her deeds in the lives of those who respond to me. This bracket is amplified in the lives of those who respond to me. Now, brothers and sisters, let's read that again. Jesus didn't say that. It is Jesus is saying, look, they are saying that he is a glutton and a drunkard and a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Now what this demonic or demonized or wolves in sheep's clothing commentators have put in, and over the years, they are talking about hundreds of years, they say he is a friend of sinners, he is a friend of sinners, he is a friend of sinners. If you say he is a friend of sinners, because they are saying, look, Jesus Christ saying, look, they are saying, look, a glutton and a drunkard and a friend of tax collectors and sinners has come. Now, the thing is, if you take that portion, he's a friend of sinners, then you have to take what the others are saying. He's also a glutton and a drunkard. Not true. Not true at all. Now, he's also not, now, what a friend of sinners, then this is, why the devil has put the doctrine? So, I know over the years, people say, no, Jesus, my friend, he will save me sometime. They are sinning on and on and on, practicing sin. They don't want to let go, Don't want to, when short scripture also, they don't want to meditate, they don't want to fast and pray to get out of it, because they can't get out of it, because the heart and mind and the flesh is controlling them so strong. So then if the flesh is controlling so strong, then you have to fast, weaken your flesh, so the spirit man got chance to come up and control everything. Now, they won't listen, because he said, look, Jesus Christ is a friend of sinners. He's my friend. I'm a sinner. I'm sinning. They're literally saying, I can sin all I want and I'll continue sinning, but he's my friend. This is not true, brothers and sisters. Because I'll show you in scripture a little later. Now, so what are they saying? I can continue sinning. That's the trick of the devil. The strategy of the devil is, you continue sinning because Jesus Christ is your friend. Not true. Why? Jesus said, those who continue to practice sin are born of the devil. That scripture nobody wants to say. Why God say that? Persons who are practicing sin are born of the devil. In fact, there's one scripture that says, those who are practicing the traditions of men and not the doctrine of Christ are actually accursed. That means anathema means cursed, you know. That means you're cursed for following the traditions of men. Because traditions of men, don't put your faith in man. Don't go and follow what they say. Including what I say. If I show scripture, yeah, follow scripture. If I don't show scripture and back up what I'm saying, don't follow what I'm saying. Put your faith in Christ. Please put your faith in Christ. I too can make errors. Remember that. Because if I say I don't make errors, I'm perfect, then already I'm proud. I'm full of pride and I have a problem. The devil will attack me and Jesus Christ will not be able to do anything until I humble myself. Jesus Christ is a just God. He cannot intervene and say, he said, he will allow trouble. Why allow trouble? So my pride has to go. Now John 15:15-17. John 15:15 first. Jesus Christ is saying this. You are my friends if you keep on doing what I command. What a different statement. Jesus Christ saying, you are my friends if you keep on doing what I command. If you obey my command on and on. If you keep on doing my command. If you keep on doing on and on. Not just do 2 days and two more days I don't follow. One more day I follow. One more day I don't follow. No. You are my friends if you keep on doing what I command. This is John 15:15. Now John 15:16. I do not call you servants anymore. Jesus Christ saying, I do not call you servants anymore, for the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you my friends, because I have revealed to you everything that I have heard from my Father. John 15:16. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. I have appointed and placed and purposefully planted you, so that you go and bear fruit. And keep on bearing, and that your fruit will remain and be lasting, so that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give you. This is what I command, that you love and unselfishly seek the best for one another. Brother and sister, today, clearly, Jesus says, he's not a friend of sinners, but he is there to save them, for those who turn to him. I was there to be saved, but he was not my friend. When I continue sinning and using blaspheming word against him and all that, whole letter was all I'm using the time. I'm not a friend of Jesus Christ. He's not my friend. So, brother and sister, remember this. A friend of sinner was put there by the doctrine of demons through captured commentators or wolves in sheep's clothing. Purposely, they are purposely doing it. They are planted. They are working for Satan. Or they are actually captives. They don't know they are doing this. They think this is true. But if they just compare, they are commentators, you know. That means they are supposed to know the Bible. The only thing they should know, John 15:15, which says, you are my friends if you keep on doing what I commanded. What I command. The only thing they should know. That is why if any pastor, priest or whatever tells you something and it's not true according to the scripture, then you cannot follow them. You have to follow. You cannot follow me. You have to follow the scripture. You have to follow the scripture. That is one of the biggest problems on earth right now for Christians. They just follow what people are telling. They don't check scripture. Now, what happens? Trouble will come. Because if you sincerely want to follow Jesus Christ, and you end up following these things that people are telling you, because perhaps you cannot check scriptures, maybe you don't understand or whatever, and Jesus will still save you because he will allow you to turn to him completely with your heart. Why? He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. So even if you are doing traditions of men, unknowingly, he is justified. But you won't get much blessings on earth. You want a power on earth. You want a power of Christ to cast out evil spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. Every wicked, unclean spirit of unbelief, get out in the name of Jesus Christ out of me. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command every spirit of confusion, every spirit of doctrines of men to get out of me, to get out of everyone who is listening to this. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command every spirit of traditions of men, doctrines of demons, to get out of the people who are listening to this. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command it. I release a spirit of understanding, a spirit of truth of Christ into each of them who are listening to this. In Jesus' name, ask for mercy for all of us that will begin to follow Jesus Christ and keep his commandment and do what he commands us, so that he one day will tell, you are my friend. In fact, for the disciples, I mean, he said, I do not call you servants anymore. 3 years later, he is about to go already. Jesus Christ is about to go off, you know. That's when he says, I do not call you servants any longer. For a servant does not know what his master is doing, but I call you friend. And remember, he said, it is not you who have chosen me, I have chosen you. So he has to choose me as his friend. I can't just assume that Jesus Christ is my friend. Even I'm serving now almost 20 years, even when I'm serving now, or 20 years, I cannot just assume that his pride, Jesus is my friend. Did he choose me to be his friend or did he choose me to be his servant? Right now, I believe I'm his servant. Right now, I believe I'm his servant. And he has not called me friend yet. Only when he calls me friend, I'll humble myself. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. I will not assume and go ahead of God. I'll not assume and go ahead of the Holy Spirit. And this kind of false thing go. One of the other things is, Jesus helped those who help themselves. Jesus helped those who help themselves. I had already narrated a segment. It's not true. Not true at all. Jesus helped those who call on his name. Jesus answers those who call on his name. Jesus helps those who go to him. There are like that. So traditions of men, you better be careful, because what is the work of God? The scripture has done before. The work of God is believing in the one whom he sent. Whom Father God sent is Jesus Christ. Believing in Jesus Christ, believing every day, all his promises, all his, including his caution, believing his cautions, believing his warnings. Believing his statement saying that you are my friends if you keep on doing what my command. Believing in him on and more, deeper and deeper every day is doing the work of God. And then he will move you. He will put the steps of a righteous man ordered by him. He will move you and you will find you have a great life, righteousness, peace and joy on earth with the power of Christ in you. In Jesus' name I pray, Amen.